mannequin voice. Start moving your feet, get out into the street. This is a box girl. The unattended bag catches my eye in the corridor. Looking in the sand, but we're all unsure. This is a box girl.
Rock and roll is a very down-to-earth, simple thing, Peter, that I can explain to you in a very few words. It is the simplest form of music. We went back to the beginning of music, got the 12-bar blues, the boogie-woogie type music. We put a good solid afterbeat or a heavy beat with it. And from this, we took parts of four different types of music: Dixieland, country and western, rhythm and blues, and our old jazz standards. We kept the lyrics down as easy to remember as we could, with things like crazy man crazy, little sayings that we thought people would like to say going along the street. And we made it as easy as we could for the people to like it. And I think that is the answer to rock and roll music, Peter. It's simplicity.
Talking in a laugh and keep them dry. Yeah, I got 16 chicks Hey, salut, bonsoir, bienvenue dans l'émission Intoxica, comme tous les lundis, 22h-23h sur les ondes de Radio G, 105 FM, ou alors en direct sur internet au www.radio-g.fr. Vous êtes avec King Oliver, on est ensemble jusqu'à 23h, c'est l'heure des rockers et des rockeuses, bien sûr. Le concept, c'est Maximum Rock'n'Roll, l'émission la plus rock'n'roll de Radio G, 100% vinyle et toujours en direct, bien sûr. Ce soir, ça va être Maximum Rockabilly avec un peu de blues, et puis sur la fin, je terminerai avec quelques artistes rock'n'roll modernes, dirais-je. Quelques-uns, 3, 4, 5 maximum. On vient de s'écouter Joe Clay, 18 ans à l'époque, en 1956, avec ce monument du rockabilly 16 Chicks. J'ai passé ce morceau extrait d'un album sorti en 1986. C'est une compilation, bien sûr, par le génial label allemand Bear Family Records, qui s'appelle l'album, je veux bien sûr vous dire, Joe Ducktail Clay. À la lead guitare, il y avait Hal Harris, et à la guitare, l'autre guitare, il y avait Link Davis. Morceau enregistré le 25 avril 1956 dans les studios du label Stardust Records à Houston, Texas. Un monument du rockabilly, vous dis-je, Joe Clay, 16 Chicks. Et puisque je parle de monument du rockabilly, voici un artiste, voilà, Carl Perkins, je ne le présente pas, 1956, même année que le morceau qu'on vient de s'écouter. Le morceau s'appelle All Mama's Children. Voici Carl Perkins, sorti en 1956 sur le label Sun Records, 45 tours Sun Records, numéro 243. Et puis, une fois n'est pas coutume, eh bien, c'est l'original. Juste après, ce sera Sonny Burgess et avec son My Bucket's Got a Hole in It, le plus rhythm and blues des rockabilly de chez Sun Records, enregistré en 1958 sur le 45 tours Sun Records numéro 286. Voici Carl Perkins, All Mama's Children.
There was no one at the minute of shoe. So many children, she didn't know what to do. They were doing all right till she took them to town. The kids aren't picking them up and putting them down. Now all your children won't rock, mama. All your children wants to roll. They wanna roll, wanna rock, wanna pop till they pop. All your children want to rock, rock. All your children wanna rock, mama. All your children wants to roll. We wanna roll, wanna rock, wanna pop till we pop. All your children wanna rock, now rock, go. Doing the bop. All them children wanna rock, mama. All your children wanna roll. They wanna roll, wanna rock, wanna bop till they pop. All your children wanna rock, rock, go. Hey, let's rock it. Hey, bop. Well, all your children wanna rock, mama. All your children wanna roll. They wanna roll,
I got love if you want it. I got love if you want it. Got your love if you want it. I got love if you want it. We can rock a while. We can rock a while. Quit teasing me, baby. Quit teasing me, baby. You fine looking thing. Fine looking thing. If you let me love you, I'll be your loving man. I'll be your loving man. I'm a king bee, baby. I'm a king bee, baby. Buzzing around your hive. Buzzing around your hive. I can make honey. Let me come inside. Let me come inside. Here you come, baby. Now here you come, baby. With your head hung down. With your head hung down. I know you've been bawling. It's all over town. It's all over town. I got love if you want it. I got love if you want it. I got your love if you want it. Got your love if you want it. I got love if you want it. We can rock and wild. We can rock and wild.
I've got love if you want it. C'était interprété par Warren Smith, 1958, sur le label Sun Records, 45 tours. Sun, numéro 286, morceau composé par James Moore, alias Slim Harpo, qu'on écoutera un peu plus tard dans cette émission Intoxica. Et juste avant, c'était Sonny Burgess et son My Bucket's Got a Hole in It. Voilà, 345 tours qui ont bien quasiment 70 ans. 70 ans, ils étaient pressés à Memphis dans le Tennessee. Je continue avec le rockabilly et j'avais envie de vous faire découvrir peut-être, allez savoir, quelques slow rockabilly, des rockabilly blues un petit peu, j'appellerais, et notamment un morceau qui s'appelle Rock Bumpin' Baby, sorti sur Sun Records une nouvelle fois, 45 tours Sun 276, sorti en 1957. J'enchaînerai avec Johnny Powers et son Me and My Rhythm Guitar. Un morceau très intimiste, sorti également sur Sun Records. Enfin, en tout cas, enregistré dans les studios Sun Records, mais jamais sorti commercialement à l'époque. Et puis ensuite, le troisième morceau sera Slim Rods et son Do What I Do de 1957, toujours sur Sun Records. Voici ces délicieux morceaux rockabilly blues. Voici Adrian Bruce, Rock Bopping Baby.
Tonight, when my rock bumpin' baby, all I see is shaking. When my rock bumpin' baby's got great, well, y'all see her rock. She don't move from her spot, but she pops all over the place. When we go out for a night on the town, we don't ever fool around. When we start bopping, all the other cats stop and they just start standing around. When we get going, it ain't no slowing it. We just have a ball. I'm putting you wise, my baby ain't got eyes for any other guys at all. Well, we're all
Well, she's not short, brother, she's not tall. This man, she's just about right. Well, she's my rock-bopping baby, and I don't mean maybe she'll do it up right tonight. Me, I have my rhythm guitar.
Yes, me,
I have my rhythm guitar.
Well, I was a happy-go-lucky country boy, bought me a brand new guitar, and I was strumming all for joy. Just me,
I have my rhythm guitar.
Yes, me.
And my rhythm guitar.
But Saturday night, about a quarter to nine,
all the cats would rock and roll and have a real big time. And they would whistle and scream like a runaway car, and a voice would ring out, man, play the guitar.
Well, it's me.
And my rhythm guitar.
Yes, me.
And my rhythm guitar. But I had a manager, man, who was really happy. He said, boy, these times you gotta be running steady. So I cut me a record of a Candace tune, and I was nervous as a hound dog chasing a man in the moon.
Well, it's me
and my rhythm guitar.
Yes, me
and my rhythm guitar.
Well, I was a happy-go-lucky country boy, bought me a brand new guitar, and I was strumming all of joy, just me
and my rhythm guitar.
Just me
and my rhythm guitar. Well, speaking of habit, my record became a flop, and my bid for fame and fortune all of a sudden stopped. So I went home a wise and happy boy, just made my guitar like a kid with his toy.
Well, it's me
and my rhythm guitar.
Yes, me
and my rhythm guitar.
Well, I was a happy-go-lucky country boy, bought me a brand new guitar, and I was drumming for joy, just me
and my rhythm guitar.
Just me
and my rhythm guitar.
Thinking of you, do what I do, what I do. That's why I do what I do, when I do. That's why I do what I do, when I do. That's why I do what I do, when I do. That's why I do what I do. Thank you.
why I do what I do when I do. That's why I do what I do when I do. That's why I do.
Voilà, c'était Slim Rhodes et son Do What I Do sur le label Memphis Tennessee Sun Records, bien sûr, en 1957. Juste avant, c'était Johnny Powers et son intimiste histoire avec sa guitare rythmique Me and My Rhythm Guitar. Je continue avec le rockabilly en 1958 avec un groupe qui s'appelle The Dazzlers. Le morceau, c'est Gee Whiz, enregistré sur le label Lee Records. Un morceau qui me fait penser à un album sorti au milieu des années 90 par un groupe suédois, rockabilly. C'était Riley McCowan and the Sleazy Rustic Boys. L'album s'appelait G-Wiz et c'est d'ailleurs un morceau qu'il reprenait sur ce premier album en ce qui les concernait. Derrière, j'enchaînerai avec un autre morceau de 1958, cette fois-ci de Dale Hawkins et son La Do Dada sur le label Checker Records, label de Chicago, bien sûr, alias Chess Records. Et voici The Dazzlers et leur G-Wiz 1958 en 45 tours. My little baby and me. Gee whiz, honey. Gee whiz, baby. You got me rocking. Don't mean maybe. Gee whiz. Oh, darling. Come on, let me, darling. Come on, let me, Mr. Daisy. I'm almost crazy.
I hooked on them all, yeah. Had a dad and a Wyatt Earp. Both sick with pride when my gun goes a bird. Oh, baby, can't you see? No one can ever get away from me. From the Yellow Dog Saloon down to the rockin'est tune. With my Colt 45, I'm the baddest cat alive. Well, I'm a friend to the bad, a menace to the law. I beat them all to the draw. Yeah. Has anybody seen a Tom Doodley? They say he's been hanging around. Bounty hunter, wanted, dead or alive. Oh, man, man, that cat's gotta go. With pride when my gun goes bam. Oh, baby, can't you see? No one can ever get away from me. Now you see, I gotta go to meet another foe. So all you girls stay sweet until again we meet. I'm a friend to the bad, a menace to the law. I can outdo them all, yeah.
...1956, Ray Smith et son Rockin' Bandit sur le label Sun Records, Memphis, Tennessee. Bien sûr, juste avant, c'est Dale Hawkins, 1958 et son La Do Dada sur Checker Records. Je continue avec Changement de Style du Blues, Country Blues, et notamment Johnny Shines avec son Evening Sun sur le label Job Records, sorti en 1953. Je vous rappelle que vous écoutez Intoxica, l'émission la plus rock'n'roll de Radio G, comme tous les lundis, 22h, 23h, Radio G 101.5, ou alors en direct au www.radio-g.fr, et puis également en podcast, toujours sur le site internet de Radio G. On est ensemble jusqu'à 23h, je continue donc avec Johnny Shines, 45 tours, sorti sur le label Job Records en 1953. Evening Sun, c'est le titre du morceau. J'enchaînerai avec J.D. Edwards et son Hobo sur le label Imperial Records de 1953. Deux country blues de l'année 1953. Like me, you walk. We'll be right back.
find my baby, I can't be satisfied. Can't find my baby, I like it girl to me. Been to New York, I've been to LA, I've been to New York, I've been to LA. I can't feel satisfied, nowhere I try to stay. Going back to mama, that's the place for me.
Bread and butter's good enough for anybody. Bread and butter's good enough for me. Now tell me, baby, what you're trying to do. You're trying to love me and some other man too. Let Polly put the kettle on, kettle on, kettle on. Polly put the kettle on all the tea, you know. Bread and butter's good enough for anybody. Bread and butter's good enough for me. Blind John! Waiting on this, and I probably put the kettle on, kettle on, kettle on. Probably put the kettle on all the tea. Bread and butter's good enough for anybody. Bread and butter's good enough for me. Tell me, baby, what you think? Let me go out and get another drink. So I probably put the kettle on, kettle on, kettle on. Probably put the kettle on all the tea. Bread and butter's good enough for anybody. Bread and butter's good enough for me.
Polly, put your kettle on. C'était Sonny Boy Williamson sur le label Duke Jam Records en 1947. Juste avant, c'était J.D. Edwards et son morceau Hobo sur le label Imperial en 1953. Je continue toujours avec du blues et notamment la slide et guitare de Elmore James, accompagné de ses Broom Dusters dans un morceau qui s'appelle Can't Stop Loving, sorti sur le label Flair Records en 1954. Après, j'enchaînerai avec, et oui, le voici, James Moore alias Slim Harpo et son fantastique morceau Don't Stop Crying Now de 1961. Et après, ce sera un morceau d'un chanteur Billy Gales accompagné du groupe de Ike Turner en 1958, les Kings of Rhythm, et leur morceau Sad as a Man Can Be. Mais voici Elmore James and his Broom Dusters, Can't Stop Loving.
I've been so blue since you went away.
Don't start crying now. You ain't never had to cry, baby. Don't start crying now. You ain't never loved me, baby. Didn't need me, no good, no how. Well, the man you got, baby, he don't mean you no good. Well, the man you got, baby, he don't mean you no good. He just a wrecking you, darling.
can be. When you walk out that door, I never should have let you go. I stood and I tried to smile when I know I want to cry. But when you leave me, I'm sad as a man can be. Why I keep trying, Lord knows I can't see. Oh yeah. Man can be. Why I keep trying, Lord knows I can see.
Billy Gales, accompagné de Ike Turner et ses King of Rhythm. Et à la guitare, c'était évidemment Ike Turner. Leur morceau, c'était Sad as a Man Can Be. Ike Turner avait bien sûr collaboré avec Jackie Brenston, notamment dans ce qu'on appelle le plus grand, le premier morceau rock'n'roll, Rocket 88 en 1900, je sais plus, c'est 51 ou 52, un truc comme ça. Eh bien voilà, il était avec Billy Gales en 1956. Billy Gales au chant juste avant, c'était pas mal hein, ce morceau de 1961 de Slim Harpo, Don't Start Crying Now. Je continue avec eh bien les 3 voire 4 derniers morceaux de cette émission Intoxica. Comme tous les lundis en direct, 22h, 23h sur les ondes de Radio G, 100% vinyle, maximum rock'n'roll. Un artiste que j'apprécie particulièrement, actuel, moderne, vivant. Eh oui, J.D. McPherson, un Américain, qui nous a sorti en 2010 une pépite, un morceau qui s'appelle North Side Gal. Si jamais vous avez l'occasion eh bien, d'aller sur un fameux site de vidéo, allez chercher ce clip vidéo North Side Gal de J.D. McPherson, fantastique, en noir et blanc, avec un couple et un enfant, un bébé qui danse sur ce morceau-là, Northside Gal. C'est sorti sur le label Witchcraft International. Et puis derrière, j'enchaînerai avec un morceau de 1995, James Invelt et son Standing on a Rock, extrait d'un 25 cm qui s'appelle Introducing James Invelt, sorti sur le label Genial, Bear Family Records, bien sûr en 1995. Mais voici J.D. McPherson, Northside Gal, un morceau qu'il faut danser.
I got standing on a rock, and I ain't going nowhere. I'm standing on a rock, and I ain't gonna move. I got more something to live for, I got something to prove. I'm standing on a rock, and I ain't gonna move. It's a hard way to live when your heart is true. You can see right through me, but I ain't your fool. So don't give me no trouble, don't give me a lie. I'm believing in something your money can't buy. I'm standing on a rock, and I ain't going nowhere. I'm standing on a rock, and I ain't gonna move. I got more something to live for, I got something to prove. I'm standing on a rock, and I ain't gonna move. You might be happy flying airplanes, you might be driving fancy cars. Some people always do the right thing, some people know just who they are. I'm standing on a rock, and I ain't gonna know. And I ain't gonna move. I got more something to live for, got something to prove. I'm standing on a rock, and I ain't gonna standing on a rock, and I ain't going nowhere. I'm standing on a rock, and I ain't gonna move. I got more something to live for, I got something to prove. I'm standing on a rock, and I ain't gonna move. I'm standing on a rock, and I ain't gonna move. I'm standing on a rock, and I ain't gonna move.
Thank you. gotta go.
Well, who was that cat that been called the law? Well, it won't play so ain't funny after I go and break his jaw. Well, it's gonna find it kind of hard to eat after I die. Well, who was that cat that been called the law? Well, who was that cat when called the law?
Darren Lee Spears au chant avec son groupe Go Cat Go, malheureusement décédé. Morceau sorti en 1994, Who Was That Cat, sorti sur le label, je m'en souviens plus, le label originel, puisque là c'est une 45 tours reproduction, ressorti par On The Hill Records en 2024, soit ça fait quoi, ça fait 30 ans après eh bien, la première parution de ce 45 tours, devenu quasi introuvable. Et puis voilà, c'était Who Was That Cat du groupe Go Cat Go. Juste avant, c'est James Inbelt avec Standing on a Rock, 1995. Et cette émission Intoxica touche à sa fin. Je vous file donc rencard la semaine prochaine, avant, eh bien, juste avant de se passer un dernier morceau. Je vous file rencard la semaine prochaine, lundi, 22h pétante sur les ondes de Radio G, bien sûr, 105 FM, ou alors en direct au www.radio-g.fr. À l'issue de cette émission, vous pourrez la réécouter en podcast sur le site de Radio G. On se quitte avec un morceau de Dan Cavalli, sorti extrait d'un album tout récent, sorti en 2022. Le morceau, c'est Hello Carol. L'album s'appelle Chance Down Babylon sur le label A-Rag Records. Ainsi s'achèvera Intoxica. Je vous souhaite une bonne soirée, une bonne nuit, une bonne semaine, un bon week-end, et puis à lundi prochain si vous avez encore faim de rock'n'roll. Ciao, bye.
Hello Carol, I'm depending on you. Hello Carol, I'm depending on you. I got the fever and fresh cold. Well, I'm depending on you. From my heart and soul, I'm depending on you. So much tears on my pillow, like a flow.